Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting fourth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Marv Thornberry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser takes first base on ball four. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. Houser moves to second. One out. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Houser moves to third. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Houser. The slide. Batty applies the tag. Houser is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klimchuk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. Virals moves to second. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virals scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Tuttle moves to third. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey strikes out. Two outs. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-1 in the game. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cott, and towards Gardner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia juggles the ball. That's an error on Bertoia. Sullivan moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey is hit by the pitch. Sullivan moves to third. Seaburn moves to second. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 2 in the game. Klimchuk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Seaburn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thronberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher pinch hits for Jim Cott. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Mincher now playing first base. Harmon Killebrew now playing third base. Ed Palmquist now pitching. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Herbert is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmquist fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Klimchuk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump moves to third. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Bill Tuttle. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to second. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thronberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. Carey moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 3 in the game. Herbert strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Hank Bauer now playing left field. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Marv Thronberry now playing first base. Jay Hankins now playing center fi. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pilarczyk. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Billy Consolo pinch runs for Elmer Vallow. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minchur is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Minchur hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Minchur for the out. Consolo moves to third. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Consolo scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verhals moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Moore now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first, with Moore covering, for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive towards first. Minchur reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Minchur settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Valdivielso pinch runs for Jim Lemon. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Dobek pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek hits a fly ball into left field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.